With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're not putting your foot on.
Do I have to clap?
Yeah, clap for that. That's sound. That's it done. Right, we are back. Another episode of Kid of Street Noise following last night's cup win on penalties against West Ham and the weekend win against Huddersfield. We are joined by a good friend of mine, Danny Ogg.
Alright.
How are you, Danny? Alright?
Yeah, what's it about? Thank yourself.
Yeah. Rough?
Good. Rough, very rough.
Time to get in last night.
R3. Do you know what? It was worth everything. I mean, I would expect some time. I mean, he could have played under 80s for me last night. I wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
I'd have been happy until it was 20-0. It would have been great. But as long as we win on Sunday, I'm just not bothered.
Yeah.
It was a very mature performance, to be fair, from them young lads.
How was the stadium? What that like?
Oh, I mean, I lost the Olympic Stadium or whatever, but it's fucking shit. Like, no, it is. I mean, you can tell it's like brand new, it's nice and stuff, but in terms of like for football, like ground, it's just horrendous.
Miles away from pitching,
like,
that.
For them penalties, you need binoculars to see. Miles away. I mean, my eyes aren't good anyway. Do you know what I mean? Let alone being that far on the other side of the pitch.
I bet like the last penalty must have been. Has he missed it? Has he?
Where's that ball gone?
I've seen that when he hit that bar. Like, well, yeah. What made me laugh was everyone running to it is the first like he did something.
I know. Yeah. On the highlights, it shows Pers like pointing at Roman fans to run that way, and everyone's like jumping on him, like, wow. Get in, eat bar because of you.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Dying wrong way for 10 penalties. Yeah. Get in.
But they have a big, massive like barrier, so you can't even see.
Yeah, so I went on like the Olympic Stadium tour years ago, like when it first got built, and it was good then. But still, like you said, I've not been for football, so I wouldn't know what it's like.
A ground with a massive
football
running track around it, like you just—it's not Italian, you know what I mean? It's not Italy, you know what I mean? That's like a trademark Italian ground.
Like you can get away with it in Italy.
Yeah, I know. No, it's like the one where like people jump over advertising hoardings and drop down into
it's not really good for football, I must admit.
Right, so what we're gonna do with every guest, just like get to know you a bit more, ask you some quick fire questions.
Oh God.
Nothing like too strenuous. So, earliest memory in a Rovers fan?
I don't have, even though I've seen it's about four.
And when I said quick fire at the start,
probably
got so long.
Chef Wednesday away when we won 2-0, and that's my earliest memory. I think of like Rovers.
Yeah,
that was, and it's a pretty good one to have that.
First season ticket.
1992, like £1,000. I don't really remember that. Probably the earliest one I can remember is when we got
promotion season. Yeah, that's probably mine. Best memory.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, League Cup's got to be there, hasn't it?
Yeah.
To be there in that League Cup like final, winning, because we were underdogs, weren't we?
Yeah.
Being whatever we were, 7 or something, it was like unbelievable by a long way. That. I don't think it was top that.
Worst memory?
Oh, losing to Burnley.
Which one?
Well, yeah, probably the first time they beat us in all the news.
Yeah,
like I just remember like going home and like just don't speak to me.
Yeah, so, we sat on sofa.
No, when we
straight to bed
when we got relegated against Wigan. That were
is that your worst memory? That,
I think so. Yeah,
my worst memory would be the 1-0 to Millwall quarter final. Yeah,
that'd be up there as well.
I stayed in Blackman End for like an extra 20 minutes after the game. I
went to Millwall and like the first time we drew 0-0, I remember coming home and we were like, we were going to play Wigan or something like that. We were going to play someone crap, weren't we?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, Wembley, and then we lose to bloody Millwall. Danny Shitty, weren't it?
Yeah. He had like easiest two games of his life.
We were terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my worst. Right, last one. What was last one? Oh no, two more. Favourite player?
Baffery, all day.
Favourite kit?
I like the orange AMD processors one. And the Bumblebee kit.
Oh, right, yeah.
Class year of that.
Yeah. Right, and that is.
What's
quick five questions done?
I don't know.
The which one?
Like the HSA.
Yeah, HSA, yeah. The Fulham 4-3 kit, innit? Yeah. I remember it as. Right, so do you want to start with Huddersfield or do you want to start with West Ham?
Huddersfield, I mean, there's not much to say about Huddersfield really, because it was,
bit of a nothing game.
Yeah.
Did you go Huddersfield on Saturday?
Yeah, it was poor, weren't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we've won, but it was poor. I don't think.
It's not the best we've played this season.
No, it weren't. I mean, if you were a neutral watching that, you'd go, well, these are two bad teams. It was just a poor game all round.
I mean, they came like 10 men behind ball. I thought they were quite organised. I was quite impressed with how Huddersfield played. Obviously, they weren't going to come out and cause any problems, but.
It were points in the bag and move on, weren't it? Yeah. It would just.
She's taking them
over. Well, never say that. It's all like artists and warriors.
Artists and warriors. Artists and soldiers.
A lot of people came off like, oh, it should be more comfortable. Should be beating them more than 1-0. But like, you look at the results on that day where like Swansea have drawn at home to Wigan 2-2. QPR got beat at home to West Brom, who were like the same points as Huddersfield. You can't really complain about winning 1-0 at home.
Really, you know, 3 points is 3 points, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, in the grand schemes of things, we're still up there. It doesn't matter how you get them now at this stage.
Yeah, you need to win ugly sometimes as well, don't you? Diaz looks good though.
Mm.
Like going into Derby's, yeah, very confident.
That goal last night, sorry, so for all the field, but unreal.
I think both the goal against Huddersfield and his goal last night, two. Brilliant finishes.
I think his goal on Saturday were better. To have the confidence to cut inside and then give the keeper the eyes and swing it in near post.
I think he's just ready for that step up though now, isn't he? I think it's quite clear to see.
It has to be real though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well,
I hope he does well. Like whatever happens at the end of the season, if we don't go up and he moves on, I hope he does do well, but it's going to hurt to see him play for someone. A bit like when Jordan Rose went to Borough and they got promoted, you were happy for him. But
I saw Jordan Rose, by the way.
I feel like
I was scared when he came on Saturday.
I think everyone was like, don't do it,
don't do it, Jordan. Yeah. Sign him back for Sunday, just Sunday only. What did you think of the manager's comments after the game?
He was a bit bitter at what were they said?
It's the long proof ball, weren't it?
Yeah, like Blackburn weren't very special and stuff like that.
I mean,
we were second in the league and you were right bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, fat Stuart Downing, what's going on with
him? He's got the weirdest accent in football, isn't he?
There's a podcast out for fat Stuart Downing.
But I mean, I were impressed with Huddersfield. I thought they played well. Probably won it.
It's coming back to basics, aren't it?
Yeah, get them organised and then it's just them getting a chance. I think when people say, when you're down at the bottom end, it's important to be organised, keep a clean sheet, you're guaranteed a point then, aren't you? Like if you went for a piece of Brereton magic, probably get a draw out of us. So to be fair, that's what he's going to aim for, and hopefully he gets a goal. I mean, the last win, who did they win at home to? Were it QPR? Like it were a cross, weren't it? But that's going to be their wins for the rest of the season. It's going to be a fluky
bit of luck, though.
I think they'll going forward on Saturday. I mean that last half an hour, you wouldn't have bet against them scoring, you know, when Rovers were sitting deeper and deeper.
I don't think that's based off this season. I think that's based off the last 5 years where Rovers have been renowned for being 1-0 up, going into the last 20 and losing 2-1 or drawing 1-1.
That's one thing I must say about JDT. Like, you feel confident, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't, you know, even like last yesterday, like they played quite a strong team, really.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously we've got a literally B team. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they had their team had more international appearances and our players had Rovers appearances.
Yeah.
which is mad. That
speaks volumes. It's a mad. It shows how big a result it actually
was. Yeah, yeah.
So, but like, I just think like you just don't feel like you are going to concede. However, I do worry if we're 1-0 up. If we go 1-0 up early on Sunday, I can't sit back for that.
Look at you planning. You don't want you planning goals already.
Can't
we go 1-0 up in 6 minute, and but no, Diaz scores from a Pickering cross.
It'd be like, it'd be like Trippier goal against Croatia. It's like the old, like it is too soon to score, and I think it is. You need like a late goal.
Yeah, I've not attacking. We're defending for 80 minutes.
Oh no, no yeah, I mean, can't do that. I don't want us to score.
I think like us, it'd suit us being backs to the wall, playing on counter attack against them. Though with Galli and Diaz on break, that'd suit us to a T. That.
Yeah, mate. But you just
can't.
My heart would.
Yeah, it, but that's the thing. It sounds good, like in your head, but then when you're actually there,
because we get second, then we move on and get third. Like that's what
you're about. Yeah, but it's not like it's just like the atmosphere as well, and if they feel like they're on top,
yeah,
and it'll be like
company gets onto referees again.
It'll be like, so horrible. It's like I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm not a big fan of this. Like. Like the Wayne Rooney derby, the Frankland Boys derby, now it's like Vincent Kompany's like the man, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I just think like,
he's like
what's
free
Sky's advertising. Agenda like?
It's free advertising for Sky in the end of the day. Like he's like he's the name where other team supporters will come and watch because it's him.
Yeah.
Because he was such a big player for City, and that's I've said that all along, that they will get the big breaks because Sky will favour them because of that. And I think like John Dal Thomason were a more successful player and a probably bigger name in like worldwide in Europe than Vincent Kompany.
Yeah,
it's just in England he never played, so he doesn't have that name, that reputation. But
yeah, I don't know. I just Sky's agenda at the minute is just it's crap, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Don't mind it, me. I'd rather stay.
No, it's classic staying on the radar, but it's just like just getting pushed in your face. Considering like when the Premiership was like the worst hated club because of like Sean Dyche, whatever, it's like anti football,
Brexit ball.
Where like now it's like wow, look at that. But, yeah, playing. Like, they are playing. Like,
talking about his style of playing stuff, but if he get promoted this season, he's not going to go up and play that football.
No,
he's going to have to think. We need to get results next year in Prem, so I'm going to have to change the style of play. And that, it's hard to like play the way you would play in the Prem and do well in Championship. That's impossible, but
yeah, but it's like I don't know. Like, Neil Warnock, renowned for getting promoted, playing crap football, then
getting sacked in January. Yeah.
But even that didn't work, and he's a defensive manager. It didn't work in Premiership, and you think it would work?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, yeah, Huddersfield were good 3 points. I'm happy with it, and then went on to West Ham. You went, didn't you? We could only get it on radio.
Yeah,
that's
it on radio. Yeah, that's how I couldn't get it on.
Right. Well, subscribe to West Ham TV.
I was watching. I mean, me and my dad looked for a stream for ages, but I shouldn't say that. But no, we're looking for a stream.
A legitimate stream.
Yeah.
I was looking to get
dodgy. You know when people use the word dodgy for illegal? Dodgy box. No, we couldn't find a stream, so we just gave up and watched Gillette Soccer Special.
I had flash scores on one off a laptop, and then the Sky Sports News on the other. And I had Radio Lancashire playing over the top as well. But yeah, when it got to penalties, I was nervous.
Yeah, I were. But I don't know. Hats off, to be fair, because I weren't expecting a result. I really weren't. Do you know what I mean?
Even when the team news came out, I was even less expecting a result. Yeah. I mean, I were confident. I said this on Twitter.
Five from Quinton Moores to score.
I said, like, no matter what team we pick, like, the way he's got us playing and the confidence in the team, I'll still back JDT to get the result because everyone's, like, bought into his style of playing,
and
playing
that
way.
And that was so clear. And you can see, like, even, like, the celebrations after, like, people talk about Bradley Dack and stuff. You tell me them celebrations and he's not interested.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he's that's a lad who doesn't care about the club or anything like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, pure passion, that, do you know what I mean? Coming over to the fans and stuff. So, you know, they have all balls into it. I just, like, going forward, like January, will they make a couple more signings? You know, that might backfire to an extent.
I mean, obviously, we're going into the World Cup now. We said at the start of the season, didn't we? The expectations for this season are compete for the playoffs and go on a good cup run. To go into the World Cup, like, definitely in the top three, potentially the top of the league.
Yeah,
I know, like, the league isn't as strong as it's been, like, it's not going to be a record low at this time of year after like 21 games, whatever, after Sunday. But still, to be in that position, to going into January and being able to, I think we should go and get that Jokeres from Coventry. Yeah, my first signing.
And I saw his goal the other day, right?
against Wigan.
Yeah, and I saw everybody, wow, that Wigan defender should have flattered him straight away. As soon as that ball went back up in the air, it should have been back 90th minute.
He was clapping him, mate. Like, what a touch that is. Like,
he buried him in that ground. Like, I'd have been fuming. No wonder that Liam Richardson, whatever.
He had a walked out. Yeah. He'd been sat for smacking him after the game. Yeah, he would have stood behind him going, what a touch that is. Go on, son, have a go.
Have a pop.
And then had the chick to control it. Wow, she'd gone straight through the back of him. Mm. I'd have been, he might, come on, Sunday, if that happens. Oh, yeah, you'd be livid.
You'd be raging, wouldn't you?
I'm not chasing him on a Sunday.
No, it's a good play, though.
Yeah. But I think, happy with defence, happy with midfield. Probably could do like a cover right back, left back, but the problem is, like, who do you sign to play cover? Because
you can have to get a young lad, aren't you? But then you go, well, have you got a young lad in team who can do that? Carter technically can do the right back, can't
Batty, Batty can play full back, can't he?
You know, so
Batty's an option. I mean, Costello, but I mean, would you risk it in a league game?
I just think Costello's
played well last night.
Yeah, he did. I think his days are numbered though in a Rovers shirt.
Yeah,
I must admit. I don't think he knows his position, because he's originally like a number 10, weren't he?
Yeah, with Cam, weren't he?
And
Cam,
he's just, well, Cam,
do you not think maybe he's been a victim of that Mowbray square pegs and rattles?
He's a typical Jason Law scapegoat, and like centre mid, push the right back, and you get blamed for everything.
And
a few of them all, but
and I get that, but it's not showing, like, you know, great promise. I remember when West Brom last year, and he was absolutely awful. He got just bullied all game. It was just apparent that he's not a right back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know. I mean, JDT might have been working, because he needs to improve his defensive game. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, he were all right last night, but it's just, I think his days are numbered in a Rovers shirt.
I've got to get Niambi back from Wigan. Not paying the wages. He's only on a 1-year contract. He's out of dealing somewhere.
I'm surprised you were saying that, to be honest. Cause
all
the time he was playing for Rovers, you were like, oh, he's just an athlete. Like,
he's an athlete, not
in a football.
I stand by that. But
do we need wrestlers?
As a cover right back, like, I don't want him to come in and he's not an improver over Britain, but there's not many players that we could afford that would do that. So
Britain's class, but I just worry about Britain. What's crack? Because like, he plays a game and then he's out for two. What sort of him?
Yeah.
You know, because when he plays, he's like, wow, he's classing, and he's like, oh, I can't play next week.
And he never seems to have an injury. It's just
I've run a lot today.
Max still working shifts. Like, 2 weekends on, 2 weekends off, mate. I'm struggling next Saturday. I can't get a swap. But yeah, I know what you mean. He does seem to be that player where he plays a couple of games, plays really well, and then he drops out for a week.
Will be to him. Do you know what I mean? It's just
still got Hedges to play right wing back.
Sorry, are you going to touch on him not going to World Cup?
Mate, we could do an older episode about how Johnny Williams has been picked over Ryan Wade. He's playing for Swindon Town.
Yeah, someone from Portsmouth as well.
Like, someone's gone wrong.
The guy from Portsmouth hasn't played like 10 games this season. Wow. So he's not even getting the Portsmouth team, and he's getting in over Hedges. But we are the 22nd best team in England this season.
Yeah.
And someone from Swindon, I don't know how Swindon are getting on. No, any Swindon fans listening, I'm sorry, right? But your players should not be going ahead of Ryan Hedges.
And it's, you know, he's been unbelievable as well this year.
Yeah, probably our third best player this year, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he's been unreal. So it's like, to not even met this, he didn't have to play, but to not met that squad when you see some of the names and some of these like, clubs that these people are playing for.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
So, so earlier in the season, we played Swansea away, beating 3-0. They must have scouts watching Swansea every week.
Yeah.
Like, they just seen Hedges play that game. He's not playing for me straight away. There's no one had a better performance than that. Like, players, even Gareth Bale's struggling to match that. Playing in MLS.
Playing Dunkin'
Little League. Did he get like some stupid like 126 minute equaliser or something that in the MLS of the year?
The one that
Cup on pennies. Yeah,
MLS Cup. LAFC.
Yeah.
Who were they playing against?
Can't remember.
Philadelphia, I think.
Local derby. Not 4,000 miles.
Yeah.
That's the mad thing about the MLS, isn't it? It's just.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I've not done bad driving 6 hours. Well, been in the car for 6 hours to go into West Ham yesterday, but I mean, having to play in it everywhere.
38-hour round trip.
It's like the finals always used to be like New York Red Bulls and LA Galaxy, which is obviously like the opposite side of the United States. So it's like 2 days flying for the cup final. We're like morning that everything's being played at Wembley, we have to go down there and fly to the other side of the country. We'll go through the championship results from the weekend first. So Blackpool 0, Luton 1. Blackpool are struggling, aren't they? I thought after they beat Preston, that'd be it. Like, they'd start.
Yeah, Blackpool's not my soul,
but the derby for them seems like a bit of an anomaly, really. It's a long time ago, isn't it?
Down to 21st, like 2 points above West Brom.
Got himself up for that, and then just kind of.
Their match struggled.
Fell off again.
Yeah.
They've got no funding, no like money, sadly, so.
I mean, they've got a few good loan players, but I mean, you can't raise funds from loan players. No. But I mean, I didn't think when we played them, I didn't think they were that bad.
No,
I thought they had some decent players. Well, it's
20
just,
minutes we'll get out or off.
Yeah, that's just our Rovers play. We're just us sucking them in. Middlesbrough 1, Bristol City 1. Bristol City knocked out the cup by Lincoln. He must be on his last legs now. Is it Nigel Pearson still?
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, and when they beat us, I said that they'll be up there, and they're just above Blackpool.
Probably one of the best teams I've seen at Ewood.
Yeah.
Bristol City won the league
since they beat us,
but I think only once. So
yeah, I mean that was the start of September, wasn't it? So
Millwall 0, Hull 0. So that's another result where you think that like the home team should, it's a comfortable win, and Hull were down to 10 men as well.
Mm.
So like we're mourning about getting a 1-0 win at home, and teams like Millwall, but like Millwall were up there at the start, and we thought
they only just missed out on playoffs last year, didn't they?
Yeah,
they were just above us, below us, or whatever. So they're going to be there, thereabouts again this year, lads, I think. So should be winning that.
QPR 0, West Brom 1. Mick Beale's dropped off since he's been linked to Villa. It's like a curse, and he's been nominated for Manager of the Month for October, and November's just been absolute.
Yeah,
shit salad for him. Rotherham 1, Norwich 2. Rotherham, my new team now. I watched them for 90 minutes against. Well, I watched them for 110 minutes against Burnley. And I watched them doing that against Sheffield United. Norwich quietly going about the business, though.
Mm.
Like, up to fourth now. Only 4 points behind us.
They'll be thereabouts, I think, come end of season.
And I think they'll spend some money in January as well. But they're still like not happy with Dean Smith. Like, fourth in league. I mean, they probably expect to be higher than that because 32 points isn't a lot after 20 games.
I think it's sort of quite competitive this year because we seem to have a lot of teams. Normally, you have a team that does sort of just like run away.
Fulham last season.
So last season, after Sunday's game, like after 21 games, Fulham were on 51 points.
Mm.
That's some points, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like 2.5 points a game, but that's realistically what you should be getting to like get promoted. Yeah. No one's even getting 2 points a game at the minute.
We've been saying like for a few weeks now, aren't we, that you know it's not a normal season. Yeah. And it's
going to be like getting promoted on the same amount of points we got relegated in.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot less points needed for like these milestones like playoffs
and stuff.
Automatic promotion.
So even look like Reading mid-table, like played 20 games, got 26 points. If they double it over the next, like the second half of the season, it could be like up there in playoffs, but only on 51 points, 52 points. It's just...
I think they'll slowly just keep dropping now. They are dropping slowly anyway, but I mean, I'd tip them to go down. I think they'll be down there.
I mean, I was talking about going up, weren't they, at one point when they were top at league.
I think that was Paulin's that because of that.
Stoke 1, Birmingham 2. Stoke need a new keeper. I spoke to Josh and Tom about it, and they said the keeper they've got is not good and the bench one isn't any better. Birmingham, Scott Organ's just bags goals for fun in the Championship, doesn't he?
I mean, Birmingham, they were good. Yeah. They were unfortunate.
Where did he go after Brentford, Scott Organ?
Villa.
Yeah. Did he play in Prem a lot or not?
I don't know. I just know he went to Villa and they've signed him from Villa, didn't they?
Yeah.
This is an odd one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is an odd one, that. It's like, when I'm Birmingham, always seem to take players from Villa, but Villa never take players from Birmingham. It's like us with Burnley, like, we never take players from them, but they always have a player that's been at us.
Managers.
Sunderland 0, Cardiff 1. Mowbray out.
They're not happy.
Told them, tried to warn them. They won't listen.
They're in for a long ride then. 5 years of this mid-table mediocrity.
Yeah. What do you make of all the links? There's been like one link from Alan Nixon about that going there in January.
Someone can't afford him.
I
think Mowbray's come out and said that today, hasn't he? Like, that even if he wanted to, like, it's just not financially viable.
Financially, couldn't afford him.
How much would you want for him?
Well, it's not about how much you pay for him, it's wages, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. He's going to have to go, but like, he's going to have to halve his wages, realistically.
He'll still be one of Rovers' highest earners, won't he?
And it's like, Willie's missus has moved up to Sunderland. It's absolutely freezing up there. No good shopping centres.
It's another topic early in the jungle.
But I mean, will he get in a team ahead of Pritchard? I like Pritchard. I thought he played well when he, and then he took him off after 60 minutes down at Ewood. So I don't think, will Dak get in that position up at Sunderland?
He sort of fell off, hasn't he, Pritchard? We're at Brentford, then went to
Tottenham. Was it Crystal Palace for a bit?
Tottenham not signing for like 15 million. I just made that up.
Probably made that up. I'm not a footy manager, that. One of your FIFA saves. Yeah, and then Swansea 2, Wigan 2. Wigan went 2-0 up, which, like, when you're down at bottom, you should be holding on to that in Championship.
Yeah.
And then Swansea got a late penalty. No wins in four for Swansea. So they were another team that were, like, when they were fourth, just underneath us, we thought, Russell Martin's doing really well, going to do well this year, and they've just completely dropped off again.
It's like nobody wants it.
So it's like this year, so isn't it?
Team seems to be any playoffs, and they just seem to, like, drop off like Sheffield
United. Ever since VAR got introduced, everyone's like, not going in that league.
If you get playoffs, you get playoffs, but not overly false. You know, we'll see what happens.
Watford 0, Coventry 1. I mean, Watford getting beat helps us massively, but are Coventry playoff contenders?
I think so. But I think they're doing thereabouts. They're top 8.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think
3 wins in a row, 26 points, only 5 points off QPR in 6th. And they've got 2 games in hand as well.
I think
it
depends what happens in January, because obviously what's going on with the club and stuff, that they're going to have to sell players.
It's not Coventry in trouble, is it? It's the Wasps that are in trouble.
But there's going to be issues over them playing there and stuff like that.
You'd think it'd affect them as well, so you don't know what's going on.
I mean, if they win the 2 games in hand, they go above QPR. They go level with Watford, so I think they're a good team. I think they've got a good manager. It's just,
I don't think they're finishing top 6.
That's fine.
There's always a shot team that can come to a good team.
Sheffield United 5, Burnley 2. Did you watch that Saturday afternoon?
No, I didn't. I'm working nights, but I woke up and I went to a club and somebody was like, 3-2, and it was like 4-2, like you see, thinking, and somebody come on the mic and in the old club and went, Sheffield United 5, then Dingle to ask 2. And some guy was like, whoa, you can't do that. It was just a random guy. I was like, I'm going anywhere. I was like, that's class, that. I would chat friendly, but it was brilliant.
I watched it up to 4-2, and then you came to pick me up, didn't you? I missed the 5th. But that's a good, I mean, they conceded 4 set pieces, Burnley, so they should be practicing that all week in training for me.
I mean, Sam Gallagher would have just been doing heading all day for me. Like, that's what I've been doing.
They lost all balls.
Just Britain crossing ball into Gallagher and then Pickering, and that's all I've done.
Yeah, everyone's watching them.
Yeah.
We were talking after we saw the result and found out that they were all from, you know, set pieces. You're thinking, and you look at their keeper as well for those goals, and you're like,
that'll be it. Corners, Ayala, Hayem, Wharton, stunned on the keeper and just floated on his head.
Utilise set pieces, aren't you?
Yeah.
How many goals have we scored from set pieces?
Not many,
would. Because we haven't scored a lot, but Hayem, I think, scored 2, and he scored that. And Edith has scored an Edith.
The one at Middlesbrough, Gallagher's first, that were technically a set piece.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can't believe they give it Gally.
Fuming about that. Gally vibes. No touch, just vibes. Reading 1, Preston 2. I mean, if Preston going to the World Cup in playoffs, that's a massive turn for Bucks, because they were getting slayed after the Blackpool game, saying he might be getting sacked and stuff. Obviously, still not scoring many and still not conceded many. So after like 20 games, all these, scoring 16 and conceding 16 is
just
is
a strange thing, isn't it? I mean, Championship's a strange division, but this year,
the problem with Preston is January, isn't it? Because they only need to go and spend 4 or 5 million to maintain that. They're just not going to do that.
They don't do that. No,
they haven't got pots pissing after that's the problem.
No, which I don't understand, because he's sold out season tickets this season. So you'd think, I mean, is that just the chairman wanting a better Christmas party before January? Like, they just take it piss. But Reading have just, like you said before, Reading just had a massive drop off, down to 13th now. Shocking. Can't even got beat off them now. Tuesday night's results, Watford 2, Reading 0. Closer to the bottom now than the top, Reading. And then João Pedro got 2. Billich has done alright since he came in. We said they wouldn't get their attitude sorted, but it seems to have. Birmingham 2, Swansea 2, Birmingham with late equaliser, Blackpool 0, Middlesbrough 3. Middlesbrough looked good under Carrick. I'm glad we played them away already.
Yeah.
Because I fancy us to beat anyone at Ewood, but I'm glad we played. We seem to have played like the harder teams. Away
it's one of our Christmas games, isn't it? Middlesbrough at home. It's in between Boxing Day.
We've already played it. Like, that's what I mean. Like, we play. Who do we play? It's like we've already played them twice before we played someone once. Is it Sunderland? Do we play Sunderland before we play Norwich once?
Yeah. No, we play Norwich on the 17th.
Ah, right, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunderland like, came around quite quick. Cardiff 2, Hull 3. Like a mad 5 minutes for Cardiff. Hull scored 2 in 2 minutes and in between about 8 subs for Cardiff. Don't know how it happened. Coventry 2, Wigan 0. We're going to back to League 1, I think.
Yeah.
We're in massive trouble.
Let's get rid of Wigan.
QPR. I don't want to go again.
Yeah.
QPR 1, Huddersfield 2. They're improving under the new manager, Huddersfield, and QPR no wins in 4. Mick Beale just had a stinker. Sheffield United 0, Rotherham 1. Did you watch that?
I didn't watch it, no. I've seen it before, though.
Mate, I was glued to it. And I said, like, it's way too early to, like, look at results and look at the table and stuff. And then on Tuesday night, I was just like, come on, Rotherham. And then, like, they scored. Fist pumping, like, go on, right, get in. And they should have had a penalty. And I was like,
I could not believe how Rob was reacting. I slept there in bed and like get these messages through, like, Rob reacting like it's a Rovers game. I'm like, oh my God. It's November.
But, like, Rotherham were time wasting all game, like, just the same as what they did against Burnley. And the added time for the game against Sheffield United was 5 minutes.
I mean, we got the agendas.
So it just goes to show, like,
the conspiracy.
Well, it's not a conspiracy; it's just fact. Stoke 2, Luton 0. Stoke got a much needed win. 2 early goals. I mean, Nathan Jones going to Southampton. What do we think about that?
That's gonna struggle, isn't
he? He's the least Southampton-like manager I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think some of these Premiership clubs, they sort of like a sense of entitlement, don't they? Like Southampton have been there for a while now,
yeah.
So they think, oh, we want to play, we want a manager who's going to play football. You need a relegation zone, you need to get out there, it's going to be a dogfight. But
I just think, like, any Premiership club could attract a top level manager, though. Like, look what Brighton have done. Obviously, they lost Potter, they thought, oh, I'm going to replace him, go and get Deserby, like, play better football, and probably going to compete at a higher place than what Potter had them doing. Yeah. So I just think it's like a really negative appointment for Southampton. It's like they're preparing for next year already.
Well, I don't know.
They spent a bit of money in the summer as well.
I don't know who they're going to get, but
no. Yeah, I think they will struggle.
I think it's a really bold choice, mate. I think it's high risk, high reward, isn't it?
Did it really promptly, though, didn't they? They've not messed about. It was like where someone sat down and said, we want it. Nathan Jones, and it's just gone straight to that.
Nathan Jones' dad.
I don't know who's made that call, but they've done it right away, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, which again confuses me, because we were World Cup coming up and they got one game to play. You could have had assistant manager take one game and then decide over the World Cup, or like if any of the international managers have a really standout World Cup, you can go get him. But just to just appoint Nathan Jones for 4 weeks with no game, just weird. Because I can't see players respecting, because at the end of the day, what's he achieved? That's the problem with a lot of top players now. They're looking
from like League 2 to Championship. I know it's not a lot, but Eddie Howe
really. Tell that to players, I think they're talking about Airport at the football club.
Yeah,
he used to manage Luton. Yeah, it's a big airport down there. Not Gatwick though, is it?
It's a massive jump up back for him, to be fair.
Yeah, fair enough. And then look at the league table. Well, I did it early on in the season when I said that all our losses are at the top of the league and all our wins are at the bottom, but it's actually like switched now, so a lot of our losses are towards the bottom, but obviously we've lost the majority of our away games, so it looks like we should have an easier running in the second half. It sounds daft to say it, we should have an easier running because we've got them teams to play at home.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the teams we've won against are at the bottom and we play them away, you still fancy beating them away from home. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I mean, could be coming back in May.
In your head.
Doesn't work like that at all.
If it did, it'd be brilliant.
Yeah. Just flip coin at start of game, that'll do. But yeah, just going into like the World Cup, imagine being top of the league.
Oh, class one, yeah.
But to be ahead, if Sheffield United obviously don't win on Saturday, to be in the top two going into World Cup is going to be massive for us.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anyone would have expected that.
No.
Even like your most positive Rovers fan. Could never have expected anything
like that. I was sort of expecting consolidation this year, to be honest. I was thinking like 14th place. I know you've been like, you know. I weren't expecting, you know, it's a big change in it coming to England. And
yeah.
It's an odd league in the Championship.
But the players were lost as well.
I would have been a bit disappointed with 14th, but I was saying a few weeks ago, like, if when the World Cup comes, we're in, say, like the top eight and still in the cup,
yeah,
we're buzzing with that, and you know,
to still be in the cup is massive, isn't it?
We get a good draw
tonight.
Yeah.
Who would you want?
MK Dons at home, all day.
Yeah.
MK Dons at Charlton at home, maybe Lincoln. Low league, but Lincoln at like a cup.
Gillingham.
Brandon Dyke hat trick against his former team.
Still in cup after Christmas.
Sorry,
low league side at home.
That next game, that next round was like, is it like
sweet before Christmas, isn't it? Yeah. But if you get like, that's what I'm saying, if you get like a big team at home, I think like if you get Liverpool at home, they're going to play kids, aren't they? Because everyone's just going to be just back from World Cup, not wanting to go to Ewood on Tuesday night in middle of December.
And it's snowing.
You don't want Southampton, are they? Nathan Jones, what?
No, I do not want Southampton away. I mean, there's
Tuesday night, week before Christmas.
There's not. Charlton are the only London club left in cup now.
It's
not something, so if Southampton and Brighton go out, it's like the Northwest Northwest Carabao Cup.
Don't go to
Wembley,
can't believe it.
I know. Yeah, move final to Old Trafford this year, lads. Save you a bit of time. Right, so obviously this episode is about previewing Sunday's game. That is the important thing. We spent a lot of time speaking about other stuff, but
it is the big one.
This is the biggie, innit? What's your plans for the day, Danny?
Oh, I will not be in a fit state. I'll be a nervous wreck. You're gonna have to like start early just to like settle the nerves.
Yeah,
and then. I've done a thing, they're not even serving beer at half time.
They sold out on it.
Well, but anyway, but like, I don't know, that'll be a rough day, that, won't it? But yeah, it's one of them, like, we win, like, you know,
best day of your life.
You're like, wife, looking for come on Tuesday. I'll be straight up into bed, don't talk to me. Till Tuesday.
Are you going at Rovers Travel?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your plans before it? You just. Straight to Ewood and
no, I'll with a fantastic
sampling a few beverages.
time for a nice breakfast and a couple of pints, I think.
Yeah,
just to steady nerves.
I don't think I'll be eating much from either. Yeah,
no,
we're coming straight back out.
We're going London's for a breakfast at like 7 o'clock, and then we're going Craven for 8 for the pub opening at 8.
Yeah,
and then buses at 10. But we were saying before, like. It's a nervous poo, in it, at Port Derby. So, like, I don't want to be caught in toilets at Turf Moor when people are ripping doors off, and I'm sat there like, "Oi, lads, don't be tight! Don't!
Just give me 5 minutes, please. Why?
I just shut door, please! Don't take the toilet roll down, Danny! Don't!"
Yeah, it'll be.
Everyone's there smashing sinks off wall, trying to get a sneaky wipe in.
I've got to wash my hands here.
Going in female toilet, trying to get a quiet poo in. That's probably early kickoff.
When we were talking about it earlier, we were saying, like, once you're on coach, you're too far gone then, aren't you? There's no going back then.
Everyone's queuing up to the bar outside, you're sneaking off the toilet right quick. Just give a minute.
Where's Rob gone?
He's crying in toilet.
Rocky, don't back on, don't be tight. Straight nervous laugh. Come on. Right. Pick your team for Sunday, 1-11. Who are you having? Obviously, keeper picks himself.
Yeah, I mean,
after Pearsley's heroics at Shootout. <Yeah.
laughs> Some save that fed up. I've gone back five, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going back five as well.
Right.
So
Pickering left back.
Kaminski, Pickering.
Britton right back. Who's your three centre halves?
Wharton picks himself. Ayala, Hayam.
Three in middle
or two in middle.
Oh, I gotta go three in middle against.
I've done two, so like Morton, Travis, Smolic just in front of them. Two strikers.
I want Smolic shot on Jack Cork all day.
Mm.
just play off him, just batter him. Smodic will get sent off on Sunday if he stays on. He will because he's one of them players that, like, once he stops running, he can't stop without sliding. Down, so like, he just ends up nailing someone. But I think he'll get a booking and then come off about 60 minutes. But I'll have Morton and Travis in the middle, Smodic just in front, Galli and Diaz up front. I think the team picks itself, really, yeah. Innit? Although they did play well on Wednesday night against West Ham. I don't think you can drop anyone from the Huddersfield game to.
I think if it were going to be a two in middle, you're probably looking at a front three of Diaz, Galli, Hedges.
I've not even put Hedges in.
That's what I'd be looking at. I mean, with how well he's played, like, if you don't play him against Burnley, it's like.
Are you dropping, though?
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it?
Travis has to play, doesn't he? Because you need someone to just slow that play down big time. I think if Water wouldn't have played, Adam Water wouldn't have played, obviously yesterday, I think you'd want him to play, wouldn't you? Just being a local lad, he knows what it means, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's so important because I think JDT, I don't think he knows the magnitude. He understands yet the magnitude of the derby and what it means.
He will do after some.
I think when he comes out, I think he's Arsenal 4-3-4 thinking, wow, this is ruthless. But,
yeah.
Because the tunnel's obviously right next to Longside now, isn't it?
I think it's like that for everyone, isn't it? Like, until you've been there, done it, and experienced it. Like new players come in, and like when you see like players talk about it to the media and stuff like that. So, or we're well aware, you know, all the fans.
But are you?
Until you've been there
and
experienced. But, you know, I think a big question in the midfield is Wharton or Morton.
Think you got Morton.
I
can understand him going both ways.
I don't think there's a lot between Morton and Wharton, to be fair.
I think Morton's just more composed on ball to like slow it down if it needs be. Like Wharton's gonna like, it's not a bad thing, but he's gonna like go with the flow of the game. He's gonna like the atmosphere is gonna get to him. It might influence his performance, in like a good way, but it can also influence his performance in a bad way. Whereas like I think Morton will be more like he'll play his own game regardless of the atmosphere.
Yeah, you've got to kind of balance it a bit as well. I think like if you've got both Wharton brothers on the pitch, it's like. Too much more. Like,
it's like Wharton next to Travis as well. Like, Travis isn't the kind of guy to slow, like, calm you down. Is when he's pulling on people's shirts, digging them at corner flag and stuff. Like, he's not a bit of personal. Hey, just calm down.
I didn't even think about Edges to fair, and I'm stumped there because
Diego like 4-2-3-1 and play Hedges just off Smodic, and then Diaz and Galli right, left and right. Or Smodic behind Hedges and play Hedges furthest man forward.
I think we'll play a five.
But do you need to play a five? Because
are you dropping centre off?
Ayala.
Because you defend deep when you got Ayala. And I think
that suits them. Us dropping deep suits them because obviously their best players are their wingers and they're just going to cross balls into Barnes and Rodriguez.
Yeah, but Ayala, you want him in box, don't you?
Yeah, no, but I think Hayam and Morton could deal with that. But if they're starting on the halfway line, I don't think the strikers are going to outpace Hayam and Morton. No, I don't think the wingers will outpace Pickering. Or I know Pickering looks slow when he's wearing black boots, but now he's changed them to white boots, he looks quite quick now. I think that's my excuse on Sunday. But Britain's quick as well, isn't it?
Yeah, he is. I think if you watch some of the highlights from the Sheffield United game, like watch highlights, and like what we do a lot is a lot of long like crossfield pass, and that caught them out all day on Sunday, Saturday. And I think Brereton will have a field day. I think they'll man mark Brereton. I think they'll just have somebody on him all game. Someone will just be following them around. I think because ultimately the way they look at it is if we go 1-0, we'll probably win. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard for it to not come through. Brereton, is it? Do you know what I mean? Most of our play comes through him. Yeah. I think you stop him, we will struggle unless we score a set piece. Do you know what I mean?
I think we were speaking earlier about like whenever we have a lead, we feel comfortable with JDT. But I think in a game like that, it's completely different.
It is completely different.
I don't think there's a scoreline. I mean,
feel comfortable at.
Yeah.
Like, feeling a lot of our time, I'd still be shitting it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, because you know if they get an early one. Yeah. So.
Plus you're going to play 110 minutes, so
be there on Monday morning, company tapping his watch, 3-2 down. Come on. What's your ideal scenario for the game?
we win.
Yeah, anything.
I would absolutely love to get like battered all game and be like, they're hitting ball and they're hitting post, and I mean, like, I've been like an emotional wreck. Then we just score right to end. Yeah. Like, absolute scene.
And if it's the worst goal you've ever seen, like,
yeah, but just go, goals when he scored.
Yeah, yeah,
class. Like, just, runs off at corner flag like he meant it as well. Just,
yeah.
Don't like booted it off.
Off his shin.
Booted it off his shin. It's looked over at keeper. I tell you what, there were some bodies in that way. And
I checked Scotty Watt and punched it in net. I would slip all of me.
I'd love a dubious penalty. Oh. I'd love just like, you know, like Diaz
anything,
diving in front of Rovers fans.
Anything controversial. Love that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just something that raises.
I also would hope for us to like score straight away. I know, just like I said earlier, I don't, but like score two straight away, and then just be like coasting all game and just iterate. But yeah, you'd have to score like.
That would be good, but I feel like at the same time would be a bit of like an anticlimax.
No, there's no such thing as an anticlimax win against them.
You would love it because you're beating them, but like it wouldn't be as good as like say if it was like 0-0 until the 80th minute, and then you score like. Shockingly bad goal.
Oh, the 5-0 win, like, I know, but we're not going to win 5-0 on Sunday, but just imagine. Like, just imagine being 4-0 up there, they're all streaming out, and it's like a sold out away.
I think they'll be on pitch. They'll go on pitch, them dunkers, won't they? They'll be straight on.
Rep, call it off, Rep, call it off, you bastard.
They'll put that net to ban, I mean, that won't last 5 minutes.
No, that'll be down at half 10, mate.
They'll chew through that with minutes islands, do you know what I mean?
Chew through it.
Day it dead.
Oh, man.
They'll be straight over.
Yeah, that'll be gone. I don't know why they put that up, because it's. You're asking for it to be pulled down and thrown onto the pitch, aren't you? Like, keeper's going to be caught in it in 10 minutes. He's going to be like, some ankle be caught in netting. Yeah, it's guaranteed to be something stupid happening there. But yeah, ideal scenario for Sunday. Sounds bad, this, but sometimes you want teams to go 1-0 up just to make a beating 2-1 feels better. But I don't, I never want to.
Yeah, but we
don't win. I don't want to go 1-0 down, yeah.
That's my worry on Saturdays, on Sundays, if they score early doors, it could get could be a 3-4-0 to them, and that'll be sickening.
Because then it's like,
you can't get out the ground.
Yeah. That's another thing as well. I think I just hope that for how long we're kept in afterwards, it's like a good atmosphere and you can like have a good send off for. Like the players, because no matter what happens on Sunday, I know we'll be pissed off if we get beat or whatever, but no matter what happens, we've had a good half to the season so far, and I'd love to like give them a good send off after the game regardless of the result.
I
don't want is people being like short minded, get beat 1-0 and like fucking boo them off or something stupid like that.
Emotions are going to be high, aren't they?
Yeah,
you know, it's going to be tough, innit? But I can't confirm it, did I? I'll be moving if
it
leaves.
It's hard in the moment. I mean, you get frustrated. I mean, it's like last week at Coventry. I know it's like obviously not the same as Burnley away, but you know we put in a really like poor performance, got beat, and it's like they were that bad. I just remember walking right down to the concourse, and I was like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
but like you just get that. Frustrated we at sometimes, don't you? But it's hard.
I don't think we're going to put in a performance as bad as Coventry.
No, definitely not.
It's not a Tuesday night, is it? So we play well. What are your top five? Top five for this week. We're back with top fives now. Top five at UK derbies. Do you want to go first? Who wants?
You go first then.
So I think we'll probably have, most of us have probably had the same.
To be fair, where's my notes? I've gone, obviously, us, Blackburn Burnley.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's a bigger derby than that, to me.
I didn't include that because I wanted to do five different ones, but yeah, I know what you mean.
I've done Cardiff, Swansea.
Yeah.
Birmingham Villa. And then I did Millwall, West Ham, obviously. And then I've done Southampton, Pompey.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
That's a big derby, that.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. You're probably Celtic Rangers, and I just struggle. I was arguing with Corey yesterday about it. Do you know what I mean? Because they play each other every other week. I get like.
So Celtic and Rangers is in my top five. I've also got West Ham, Millwall, Villa Birmingham, which I agree with. Like they're massive. Like Villa Birmingham, I used to love watching Villa Birmingham when they were both in Prem. It were a class derby to watch. Celtic Rangers, I think you do have a point that like because they play each other four, five, six times. It's getting more. I think when they went down to League Two and came back up, that the first couple of seasons after that, it were like really heated, really bad. Yeah. But it's gone back to now, like, we play each other five times a season. Yeah. It's just,
it loses its spark.
Thing is, like, so if we get beat on Sunday, it'll be like 10 years since we beat them. And then if they get promoted, we don't, or we get promoted, they don't. It could be another 5-10 years before you play them again. Whereas like Celtic and Rangers, you get beat, and then 2 months later you can play them again. So yeah. like you can get your own back all the time, can't you?
Yeah, it's like I agree that with the old firm. I don't think recently the atmospheres have been as good as when like the.
I mean, it hasn't helped because. But, there's been nothing to play for. Either Celtic won't lead by 30 points, or Rangers won't lead by 30 points. It's not been like probably 10, well, not 10 years ago because we were down there, but like before they got made, like, but went into administration or whatever, like, whoever won the old firm won the league, and they were massive games.
Very few recently were.
It's been that.
They've kind of had an effect on the league, so.
But yeah, the only other two I put in were Newcastle, Sunderland.
Yeah.
I know it's a long distance, but I think the passion on the day,
yeah, it's yeah,
like matches it. I think I remember when Barini scored that worldie at St James's Park, and like De Canio slide on his knees, and fans going absolutely wow.
That was a class celebration, De Canio. Yeah. I hope JDT does that on Sunday.
Yeah, it tracks.
That's one thing about JDT.
JDT is some himself on.
Why? Yeah, we need a goal. Gallagher, you know.
No, 10 minutes ago. Right, lads, watch out.
Yeah, I'd like to see more passion, I think, from JDT. Yeah. I mean, it's quite somber on the sidelines, but I feel like, especially Sunday, you know, if we win, I want him there.
Yeah, that's how I wish his celebrations at full time a bit more. But I think he puts that on the players. It's more like, you've done this, you go and enjoy it. I think sometimes managers can take the limelight away a bit. Jurgen Klopp, like, pushing striker out of the way, he's scored an hat-trick and, like, sell it.
I want him advertising.
At the same time,
that's what I want. You know,
big Sam with tie off.
One of the things we had to go at Mowbray at was for, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he does come on the pitch and claps the fans, but it's always like pushes the players towards us, walks off, whereas Mowbray was like down tunnel for a ciggy when he went asked.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I know what you mean. I wish there was just a bit more.
Just a little bit more passion.
Just want a fist pump every now and then. A bit of Elliot Bennett every now and again. Don't want it every year. Don't want to beat Odyssey 1-0 at home. It's shit. I don't want you to do that. But yeah, on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't want that shit. That club was not like, rah, whatever.
Ronnie Dyler. And then the other one I put in was Chester Wrexham.
Yeah, that's what I put that.
The Border Derby.
Yeah.
Love that. And I always laugh at that. What's he called? The Wrexham fan. Bootlegger. With a minute silence. I know you should laugh at it, but that is
funny. That's
you
disgusting.
Just knew that was going to happen.
You just knew that was going to happen.
Like the Wrexham fans, like, crushing him against that. Well, you knew that was going to happen.
Oh, there's some absolutely brilliant bootlegger clips in there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got off rails now,
well,
hasn't
he? That
well,
alright, lads.
Guten Tag.
He's in the shower with a pint. He's like, alright, lads, match day, Halifax at home. Could be an absolute classic.
Right, have you got any other different ones than ours?
So, I'm going for Old Firm. That has to be. And then I would put us second, but I feel like that's out of
bias. Everyone thinks they're on Derby's massive.
So Millwall West
End. Millwall West End.
Millwall, I can't say it now. Millwall West Ham second. Brighton Palace. Brighton Palace.
Oh my god.
That is an embarrassing derby then.
Brighton Palace.
Oh, that's bad, that.
The Glenmurray derby.
And then I'm going to go Swansea Cardiff after that. And then, it's tough between that and Birmingham Villa, I think.
Blues Villa is massive, I think.
Yeah.
I won't put any London derbies in there. I'm not counting any of them.
I'm going to take it back. I'm going to go Blues Villa and then Swansea Cardiff. Yeah. And then, what else am I going to have?
Hull and Hull KR. Wigan and St. Helens.
MK Don's Wimbledon.
Oh my god. Do you see MK Don's attendance for the cup game the other night?
Shocking, wasn't it?
That stadium's mad, isn't it? Like,
why is it so big?
I don't know.
why is it so big? Why?
So she said.
Dear.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, you've got Frankie Many's got Gordon and stuff like that. It's, that's another just soulless ground, that.
And then Toronto, I'll go Newcastle, and like Newcastle Sunderland, and I think that'll be one of them that when Sunderland do get back up, because it's been so long since they played each other.
Newcastle, I mean,
it kicked off the other week at the bloody under-21s game, didn't it?
Last minute handball back keeper. Just see that Sunderland fans going wild at top corner. Yeah. Right, are you ready for this week's 1 to 10 quiz? You ready? Do you know how the 1 to 10 quiz works?
Yeah, you got much choice of it.
Do you want to go first or want to go second?
That depends on the question. I'll let Luke go first.
Let me get my equipment out.
I'm not expecting anything special here. I've got a bad memory, mate.
Right. Are you ready? Alright, Luke, any number between 1 and 10?
I'll go 8 for Dunny, seeing as though we're playing Burnley.
Ooh, right, this is a World Cup question. So, which former Rover still holds the record for the fastest World Cup goal?
Glad you got that question.
Wow. I'm going to have to go for options.
Is it A, Hakan Suka, B, Hakan Onsal, C, Damien Duff, or D, Brett Emerton?
Got a feeling for some reason it's one of the last two. Got a 50-50.
No.
Phone a friend. I'm going to go Damien Duff.
Incorrect. It was Hakan Suka after 11 seconds in the third place playoff in 2002.
Did he play America? Oh,
no, it was South Korea.
Oh, yeah. That was a great World Cup.
Yeah, it was a good World Cup. That was my favourite World Cup. That football made it my favourite World Cup.
Class.
Spent 20,000 coins on FIFA to buy that ball for all the team.
Totally worth it.
Weren't born, so.
Right, Donny, any number apart from 8?
6.
Says that for every question.
Every question. Because I know the tough ones, you see. Our last penalty shootout was away at Rochdale in an EFL trophy.
This is easier, surely.
Which current player was sent off in a 28th minute?
You know this? Yeah. Wow, I have no idea. Go on all the options. Is current it? Player, so still playing now.
Yeah.
Right, third overs.
Yeah. Right. Is it A, Alan Shearer?
Mickey Gray.
Is it A, Joe Rankin Costello, B, Lewis Travis, C, John Buckley, or D, Scott Wharton?
Is it Lewis Travis?
No.
I've got no idea.
Scott Wharton.
Scott Wharton. Yeah. Wow.
0-0 after two, after a question each.
No idea.
Right, Lewis, any part from 6 and 8?
Number one.
Franco Dos Santos scored the second goal in a 3-2 victory at Ewood against Burnley, but what shirt number did he wear?
Great question, that.
Cheers, Danny.
That's a great question, that, Rob.
Spent all day doing this. Trying to think of questions I'd enjoy asking, like with Burnley coming up this weekend.
I think I know that. I think I know the answer. How old were you when we played them? Was that 2009, wasn't it?
Yeah.
6.
Yeah,
I'm in 6. Thanks for photo confidence.
Watch the Rovers rewind on YouTube today.
Revision. Oh, I'm going to go for options.
Is it A, 19, B, 32, C, 26, or D, number 9?
26.
What's 26? Yeah. Correct. At 1 point for Lewis. Right, Danny, any apart from 1, 6 and 8?
9.
Don't know why I do that. Number 9. A... Which Rovers player once went unbeaten at a World Cup?
Unbeaten at a World Cup?
Yep.
Options, please.
Is it A, Damien Duff, B, Vince Grella, C, Ronnie Clayton, or D, Ryan Nelson?
God, these are hard, aren't they?
That's a tough one, isn't it? I'm assuming this team drew all the games and went out in the groups, but I'm trying to think back. It's a couple of World Cups, like New Zealand, I'm sure they drew all the games. I'm sure, like, oh, I don't know.
You're going Damien Duff then?
Go on, go Ryan Nelson.
Correct.
Yeah.
I did draw the games and finished third in group.
Yeah.
Lewis, 2-5 or 7-10?
Number seven.
Rovers had two representatives at the 2006 World Cup in Germany. Who did they both represent?
2006. The options again.
Is it A, Ireland, B, Germany, C, New Zealand, or D, Australia?
Australia.
Correct.
Everton Grella.
Everton Lucas Neal.
Yeah.
Oh, Grella.
Grella was 2010 World Cup. Right, Danny, 2-5 or 10?
I'll go five.
In the famous quarter-final shootout against Chelsea in the League Cup, Rovers won on penalties 4-3, but who scored the extra-time last-minute equaliser for the Blues?
Alex Chief. For the Blues? Is it for Chelsea?
For Chelsea, oh. Yeah.
Alex Chief scored that goal, though, didn't he? Definitely did.
I remember Kalinic scored.
I'm sure Alex Chief
scored. Kalinic got a couple, didn't he?
For the Blues, oh,
you claim that one. You claim that flick on Edmonton Cross.
Well, I'll have the options, but it's A.
I think I know it.
Is it A, Didier Drogba, B, Florent Malouda, C, Solomon Kalou, or D, Paulo Ferreira?
Kalou.
What?
Were it Kalou?
No. I thought you asked for a clue then.
No, were it Kalou?
No, it was Paulo Ferreira.
Were it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was there.
Right, Lewis. 2, 3, 4 or 10?
3.
Our last penalty shootout in the League Cup was a defeat to Carlisle in 2013, but who missed a penalty during the 90 minutes?
DL.
I haven't got a clue, mate.
I went to this game, I was freezing.
In August, wasn't it?
Yeah, Carlisle's freezing.
Baltimore, yeah,
Baltimore. Like, in top tier at side stand, there's no like wind at this side, there's no stand, it comes in at you. Absolutely Baltic.
What's the score at the minute?
It is 2-1 to you currently.
2-1 to me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got 2-1 points and Danny's got a point.
Bloody hell. Can we do another 10 after this?
Took me long enough to think of these 10.
And go for options then.
Was it A, Jordan Rhodes, B, David Dunn, C, Tom Kearney, or D, Alan Judge?
Alan Judge.
I think I went to this game as well.
Did he miss a penalty in the shootout? Is that right?
No, he scored the extra time. Josh Morris missed in the penalty shootout. Skied it.
I also went to that game. I just completely forgot.
No, absolutely hammered. 2-4 or 10, Danny?
10.
Rovers are 20th in the English Football League rankings for teams that have spent the longest time in their current division, which is 5 seasons for Rovers. But which Championship team is top of them rankings?
I know the answer.
Do you?
Birmingham.
Have you seen it today?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Taking them 2 points, Lewis.
3-2 going into final round, Lewis. 2 or 4?
4.
This is a good question, this, but you should get it. We were knocked out of the EFL Cup on penalties by Bournemouth in the second round back in 2004. But which current Premier League manager scored the winning penalty for the Cherries?
Oh. Eddie Howe.
Correct.
That's absolute rubbish, that's a bad question.
What do you mean? How's that a bad question?
Which current Premier League manager?
Look at the draw.
Right, the options was A, Mikel Arteta.
For Bournemouth.
B, Gary O'Neill. C, Steve Cooper.
Come on.
I don't even kicked a ball in. Right, then so you need a point to equalise, or
I wish I got that question. I thought, what number was that?
Right, or you need a straight answer to win, or an options to equalise. So question two is, in the derby which Dunny scored late on to snatch a draw, who was sent off for Burnley?
Absolutely no idea.
I forgot they even had someone.
Sorry, so did I. I was looking at the like record.
I think I know what it is, but like, I'm gonna ask off the option because I don't want to.
Was it A, Jason Shackle, B, Michael Duff, C, Ben Mee, D, Chris McCann?
No, I really don't know. Because that wasn't in my...
Who are you going to guess first?
Oh, God. Was it Jason Shackle? I've got a fear that he scored, didn't he, when they beat us? And was it like a redemption thing for getting sent off? Don't worry, is that for just made that up?
Are you asking me?
Or did he score in that game?
That
man games it. You what?
Who did score in that game for them?
Matt Brin. Brin.
Somebody scored. I just got a feel.
They went well. Obviously,
they didn't score. They didn't score.
What options again?
The options are A, Jason Shackle, B, Michael Duff, C, Ben Mee, or D, Chris McCann.
They scored right before half time at Darwin, and I think it were like a rebound. Where like,
I'm
going to
go Jason Shackle. I was in head.
Was it Ben Mee?
Ben Mee. Wow.
Lewis wins
another dub.
Wow. 4-3. I thought that would be a really good quiz, that, and you both done really bobbins at it.
Well, there were some tough questions.
Yeah, there were. Yeah. I don't know, there was also a really easy question with Eddie Howe.
I mean, we're all easy, you know, at the end of the day. We're all easy, you know.
No, it's
good. So that is us done. Another episode.
Yeah.
Buzzing for Sunday. Can't wait now. I won't even bother about last night.
I'm not sure about can't wait.
Probably not Saturday. Exactly.
It's
like Christmas,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like that now. I'm like so excited for it.
You just think about you think about being there and standing. You're like, oh shit. Oh,
that's best bit. I think like waiting for it's the worst bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game's the worst bit.
Yeah.
Unless like you're gonna rump them, but other than that, like the build up and everything's good, isn't it? It's just as soon as them come out, it's like arctic man straight away.
Yeah. I don't like that we're going early as well. I feel like you lose your voice singing in concourse and shit, like, and you couldn't save it for a game.
Go play the long game,
aren't you? Yeah. Not it, never know. save myself at game, lads. Yeah. Right, cheers Danny for coming on.
No problem.
Enjoy the game Sunday, if you remember it.
I don't want to remember it.
I'm trying to enjoy it.
I was gonna say if we win, we'll be back next week. If we lose,
If we win, I think
we're on a week of morning.
If we win, buddy, emergency podcast on Monday.
Yeah, it can get it. Still up from Sunday. But lads, it boxes shorts, it's tight. Yeah, so we'll be back next week if we win or draw. If we lose, we'll do the World Cup preview. Well, we're going to say a couple of weeks. We don't have a couple
World
weeks,
Cup preview, and we just won't mention it.
Yeah, just pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
All right, cheers, lads. See you in a bit.
See you later.
Cheers.
Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.